escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hour number two here on WEEI Afternoons. It's a Thursday. It's the 3rd of July. It's the calm before the fireworks storm and the hot dog storm and everything that's going to go on tomorrow. And Ted Johnson's in the house. Does not have his America shirt on, though. Has a nice flowery orangey pinky type shirt.
You know what? I should have...
Where's your USA shirt?
I wasn't thinking. Didn't even cross my mind. I thought, you know, let me put a fun shirt on and didn't think, you know, well, let's honor America. Let's get patriotic. And my bad, bro. Next year.
You know what I'll be wearing tomorrow when I hit the grill to cook out and then hit the boat?
Let me guess. A little JB jersey.
No. That's the traditional everyday.
Oh.
It's a red, white, and blue day. So the Shaq Dream Team jersey will be brought out. The red, white, and blue Team USA basketball jersey.
You own a Shaq Dream Team jersey. I think how many jerseys do you own?
Not that many. It's probably like 5 or 6.
Oh.
4 or 5.
How many of those players are younger than you?
JB.
Mm-hmm.
Not Larry Johnson.
No.
Not Shaq.
Larry Johnson. You know what? I'm okay with Larry Johnson. I'm okay with that.
Got a lot of comments in St. Lucia on that at the resort. They're like, Is that Grandmama Larry Johnson?
My goodness. You know what?
People are like, I'm from Charlotte. That's awesome. That's a great jersey.
I kind of like that. It takes me to a time and place. What if I told you at one time I owned a Ben Wallace jersey? Right?
So you used to wear jerseys.
You know what? A little bit.
I'm going to break you down, and by the end of next summer, you'll be wearing basketball jerseys to the beach.
No. Nope. Won't ever happen.
All right, it's 3 o'clock. Ted's here. That means it's time for the three-point stance.
319!
Ready!
319!
319, shut up!
Yeah, there you go!
What's up? Shut up!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three! Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pasternak! A hat trick! And a 4-3 Boston lead!
Three!
And it is gone! A 3-run homer and the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Stiz and Dan Ball are both off today, so I'm not only going to be a three-point stancer, I'm also going to have to sort of run the segment Dan Ball style today.
Yep.
Today's three-point stance is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car accident or work accident, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens. Remember, that's 617-777-7777. We have three hosts today because Brian Ferzocco has slid into the Dan Ball chair. So he'll be telling us something either about the Chicago Bears or the NBA because those are his
sweet
spots.
Very excited about the 3 points stance today.
But a reminder, what we do here is we got three hosts, so we each have 60 seconds to get a topic off our chest rather quickly, make a declarative hot take or whatever you want to call it. We will go Andy Hart, that's me, then we'll go Ted Johnson, finish up with Brian Ferzocco, and then we'll swing back around and maybe discuss some of the finer points of the takes. So, Andy, are you ready? I am indeed ready. Atta so, boy. Put me on the clock, Zach. Does it start right now? So, I was watching something on NBC Sports Boston from Chris Forsberg, who I like. I think he does a good job with the Celtics. I know they're green teamers over there, so it's a little slanted.
Oh, big time, big
but
time.
But it's sort of like Dewey us green. Talking about Cora sometimes. It's a little biased to it.
Don't put me in there. You guys. You so, and Fitzy.
Oh, no. So, he's talking about sort of the financial ramifications, benefits of what the Celtics are doing, and he took a longer-term approach. He didn't just say, oh, they're getting under the second apron, they're getting flexibility. He said, one thing you can look to if you'd like to as a benefit of what they're doing is the summer of 2027. Oof. They're going to have a boatload of money to spend on the open market, salary cap dollars, because free agency that year, you got all these big names, Steph Curry, Giannis, Anthony Davis, Jimmy Butler, Jokic, Karl-Anthony Towns, and I'm like, aging stars that I'm going to have to overpay to get? I don't want those. How did we get from a dynasty that was being held together to looking ahead 2 years to maybe spending cap dollars on some old coots? That does not make me feel better, Chris Forsberg.
Really good. Good, good three-point stance by you. That's
Thank you.
I mean, really, 2 years in basketball and in football, it's like living in dog years. I mean, that's forever, you know, to kind of get optimistic about something that far down the road. I'm with you, buddy. That's for aging guys. Come on.
Yeah.
And you know the profile of the team that I want. Is not an aging
wrong direction, yep, right? Yep. Go the other direction.
When you look at the finals and you see the two teams that were in the finals, two of the youngest team in the NBA and the youngest team, OKC, winning the whole thing shows you, I think, where the NBA is going.
For example, if you had, before we move on to Ted Johnson, just real quick, if you had said like SGA, oh, he's going to be a free agent. You might be able to sign SGA. Then I'd be like, oh, that's interesting, having some flexibility. But most of these guys, not name Luka. Luka is in the mix. There's a couple, but for the most part, they're aging stars that I want no part of. Ted Johnson. Are you ready?
I'm ready, bro.
Zach, put him on the clock, and it starts right now.
All right, so I've been wanting to get this off my chest. Brad Marchand obviously winning the cup down there with the Florida Panthers. And I just there was something all last week, all this past week, about talk of Marchand coming back to the Bruins. At the Bruins, you've kind of thought that maybe when they made the trade in the middle of the season that might be a wise move, that they would be interested in it. And you were exactly right. I mean, reports were that the Bruins would have been in on Brad Marchand if he wanted to come back to the Bruins. But he signs a six-year deal for $32 million with the Florida Panthers. And you know what? Even though he didn't sign here, it irritated me that they even wanted to sign him. I just couldn't get it out of my mind. It's like, what is it with the Breeze? They put sentimentality over winning. The average age of the Bruins roster is 27 years old, one of the youngest rosters in the NHL. Bringing in a 37-year-old who you already had here before when it was a total disaster makes no sense. What is wrong with the Bruins? I'm worried that they have zero vision. Just the idea of bringing Brad back made no sense to me.
Couldn't agree with you more, Ted.
You in on that, Brian?
Plus one on that as well.
To be fair, though, they didn't do anything, and this is a little bit like your girlfriend being like, did you look over at that girl? Yep. That's the same as cheating.
It tells me their mentality. It tells me, it scares me that they even were, you shouldn't even have thought one time about bringing Brad Marchand back. The fact that they did, it tells me that I don't think they're a rudderless ship, bud. The rudderless ship, man.
They are a little bit, and I want to piggyback on that a little bit when we swing back around. I have some thoughts about the Bruins, Marchand-related, and what they've been doing. But Brian Furzocco is the topic of the day. NBA or the Bears?
The former NBA.
Okay, nailed it. Brian Furzocco, are you ready?
I am ready.
You ready to step up? No stumbling. It's 60 seconds.
My heart's already racing. I'm a little nervous, but...
Terp got a little nervous when he heard the music come on at the end.
He warned me the other day. He said, once you hear that clock going...
All right, Zach, put him on the clock right now.
All right, as Andy already said, as the NBA basketball guy on the show, I feel obligated to give you a basketball take. So I looked around now that the dust has sort of settled with the NBA trade offseason kind of opening up and a lot of teams making moves. And I was just sort of looking through and I see all these teams, specifically in the Eastern Conference, making all of these moves to improve their roster. I look at the Cavs bringing in Lonzo Ball. I look at the Magic bringing in guys like Desmond Bane and Tyus Jones. I look at the Bucks getting rid of an injured, aging Damian Lillard, bringing in a young guy like Miles Turner, who was just in the championship. I look at the Knicks not losing anybody, bringing in guys like Jordan Clarkson, Gershon Yabusele. I think the Eastern Conference teams, not named the Pacers and Celtics, who are both going to miss their number one star next year due to Achilles tears. I think the East is wide open next year, and I'm worried the Celtics are slipping behind some of the rest of the teams in the East because the window is wide, wide open next year.
That's a good 3 points to answer right there, Bubba. Good job. I got questions, man.
Okay, what do you got? What do you got?
I'm curious. Remind me, it was Ball. Which one of the Balls went to?
Lonzo Ball. The older one.
Like, I kind of like that move for Cleveland, right?
That's a move that I've been kind of wanting the Celtics to make for a while. Yeah. They haven't had a true traditional point guard in what feels like forever.
And he...
What's his health status?
He's a give the ball first. He's a guy that really is more about assist.
He's a passer. He can play good defense. He's got decent size for a point guard. Now, Andy, your concerns are valid.
Doesn't he have a knee that's his like 172 knee, years old?
His knee up? Is bad. Now, he came back last year and he played, and you're hoping that, you know, that was a thing of the past, but he missed a lot of time with that.
I think he even got some experimental fake something put in his knee.
Stem cells.
Something, yeah. He was really grasping to try to recover.
And Brian, did you mention Orlando making a signing?
I did. Desmond Bane and Tyus Jones Jr.
Okay, so Orlando scares me. Not only how they played the Celtics, but... You know, with Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner on there, those are two of the top players in the NBA under the age of 28.
And what's his name's coming back? Was hurt last year, right?
Who's that?
Suggs.
Jalen Suggs.
Yeah. Well, he was hurt. You get him back.
He was hurt, yeah. He didn't play in the Celtics series.
So, to me, that's a sneaky kind of sleeper right there.
So, this is Orlando interesting because we're looking at this, and I talked to you a little bit about this, Brian, before you went on air, that... You know, we're looking at this as it's a wide open East, and it's almost like the Celtics are just using it as a reset year with no Tatum, where other teams are like, it's wide open in the East. Why don't we go for it? We might not be good enough in a normal year or in a different conference or a different time, but for this year, we can sneak in as a higher seed than we probably deserve to be.
Brian, what do you think? Because I go back and forth. I'm like, okay, I kind of understand it's a natural reset with Tatum getting hurt, but... But then, wait a minute, you know, the East is all, it's kind of, you know, there isn't like a powerhouse in the East. And who knows, what if in the West, you face a team like, I don't know, the Mavericks from 2 years ago?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Though it was a flawed team. And you kind of sneak a win or a championship.
I'd argue
there.
The West is just as wide open as the East. All these teams West are making better teams for sure. But I don't think the Thunder are going to have a cakewalk to the finals.
No,
I certainly don't. The Nuggets have gotten better. The Houston Rockets have gotten better. I think a lot of teams in the West. You could argue the Lakers finally got a center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a lot of teams in the West are getting better too. I think the NBA, from a casual viewership standpoint, is going to be much more entertaining this year. I think they're. Yeah. 6, 7, 8 teams that could all make the finals, and I wouldn't be surprised.
But I don't know if that makes the NBA more. See, I think that makes the NBA like less.
This is
I'm with you. And for you and me who are, you know, kind of hoop heads, it's more exciting. But for the average fan, I think if there's not super teams, then no one cares.
Well, not just super teams, but not even the true favorite, the Mike Tyson. Arcand has talked a lot about this. Who's the team of the generation? Who's the measuring stick? You don't really have that. The parity that has set in both financially and otherwise. The other thing I would say that maybe differentiates Indiana and Boston from the rest of the East and maybe affects their approach or their vision is the Celtics to have a successful season, like a really have to win a title because they just won a title a year ago. So like their measuring stick is title. You might even be able to say that about Indiana now just because they got to the finals. So the next step is to actually get over the hump, win a title. They both think, well, we're not going to win a title without our best players. All these other teams, a trip to the conference finals or a trip to the finals where you maybe lose to OKC, that's a great year. Like, that's an impactful yep. kind of lift. If the Magic go to the finals and lose to OKC,
that's incredibly
a huge
successful step
forward. Great year. Huge that's a huge forward. Year. So yep. there's a little bit of a different approach, I think, organizationally, depending on the expectations based on what you've done in recent years.
I think the pressure's on Cleveland. If I'm yeah. at Cleveland, I'm a fan. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, you should have been to the finals this year, and now you've added to your team, and everyone's healthy. You know, to me, that's the team that has the most pressure on them.
Donovan Mitchell still hasn't been in a conference finals yet.
Is that right?
Yeah. So at some point, you got to figure a guy who's that talented has to make it. So if you're yeah. Cleveland, I think it's this year, boss.
And a guy that I think is clutch and more clutch than Tatum within games, but clutchness also involves series and postseasons and runs, right? It's not just, you know, oh, hit the three at a one-off game. It's about getting your team where your team is supposed to go, and he hasn't done that. So I think that's him. The other one that I would put some pressure on, in my opinion, is the Knicks. You fired your coach. You were in the conference final. You fired your coach, interviewed everybody, including Dawn Staley, the head coach at freaking South Carolina or wherever she is. And this is not a shot at her.
No.
At all.
She's a hell of a coach.
She scares me. I think she would whip my ass into shape. And she's got a little Parcells or something to her where she can be entertaining, but she can also be like imposing and kind of scary.
She looks you eye to eye.
100%. So this is not about her, but they fired their coach who took them to their best season in 25 years. Yeah. And now hired Mike Brown, who is
whatever.
Journeyman coach. I feel like he's a journeyman coach, basically.
That's what he is.
In the NBA. So I think there's some pressure on because they created their own pressure. If they just kept Tibbs, it would be a different scenario, mm-hmm. but they created their own pressure. Can we get to the Bruins? Can we get to this Bruins talk?
Absolutely.
So the Marchand thing doesn't bother me, maybe because, as you said, I talked about it way back when he was traded that I thought it would be a possibility, consideration, whatever. The thing that bothers me is this whole idea from the Bruins. Like, I coached girls lacrosse goalies once upon a time. And I would say the same exact thing to every goalie before every game, every girl. If they don't score, they can't win. Like, your job is to...
Bill Belichick always says,
no,
if the other team doesn't score...
I made it up. Win. Screw Bill. We're not talking about Bill here. But this Bruins team feels like they're going with that mentality. Like, oh, we're going to have better goaltending, and we're going to be better defensively, and we'll find ways to score enough goals. I hate it.
It's the Claude Julien era all over again.
I hate it. And I don't think they're going to – you have Pasta, who is going to give you his whatever, his 100 points, and that's great. But other than a number of guys outperforming their recent years or going back to career years from 5 years ago, oh, yeah – just because you scored 27 goals 5 years ago does not make you a 27-goal scorer. It means once upon a time, all the pieces fell in place and you scored 27 goals. I think they're really going to struggle to score goals. The thing that I also add to it that is different from them, Don Sweeney seems to think we're going to get much better goaltending.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Swayman is not one of the best goalies in hockey right now. Oh. He just isn't.
Did you see him in that tournament they had after the season, though?
Oh, he's a different human?
He's human now.
Yeah.
He's found his humanness.
Yeah, no. I want no... Maybe... right now, the narrative of him is one of the worst goalie contracts in hockey.
Let me ask you this. Let me put it to you this way. The Boston Bruins this year ranked 26th in the NHL in goals against. If they think, okay, we've added to our defensive arsenal and Swayman can't have a worse year than he had last year, he's got to get better... Say they go from 26th to, say, 12th or 14th or something like that. Does that make them a playoff team?
I don't think it's good enough. Have you seen their power play? Their power play unit right now is disgusting. Even their first power play unit. If you look at that, you say, that's not a number one power play.
No.
I just don't know if they're going to be able to score enough where if they're 12th, 14th, middle of the pack, Ted, to your point.
Yeah.
They're a middle of the pack team in terms of goals allowed. I don't know if that's good enough. Their formula is to win 2-1, 3-2 games, and if you're in the middle of the pack and goals against, I don't think that's good enough.
James Hagans, do you see some of those videos on Twitter from Warrior? He was out there in like 3-on-3 drills or something, distributing and creating scoring?
Can we real quick, real mention? I admittedly don't know hockey like a lot of the hardos do, but I'm going to sit here going, so you sign a guy and he's going to play his season in BC?
Oh, yeah. He's probably going back to BC.
So,
yeah, he's not going to help the Bruins this year. Like, you get to watch him. He's local.
This year or the year after or the year after? I mean,
the year after a consideration, the year after that is probably more realistic.
He's going to sign after BC's season ends coming up. So the spring of 26 is when he's going
to
join
the Bruins.
That
doesn't mean he's going to be ready to hit the ice skating.
That's interesting.
No, not necessarily.
So you can sign a guy to a contract or to. You just did was get the rights to him?
Yes.
You haven't signed him. Okay, yeah, gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
And you have other issues with him. He's undersized for the position he plays. Like, his measurables are just
5'11".
Yeah, he's little for the job. Yeah.
Similar to Will Campbell. You don't know if he's going to play the position that you drafted him at.
He's a good player who a lot of people think is going to end up as a winger, and maybe that's an addition to your offense, and maybe that's a long-term benefit to the Boston Bruins.
I'm just told he can handle the puck without looking down at the puck.
Yes, so, I did read that in everything I read.
I mean,
which.
You know.
This is where I'm a little with Ted as not like a hockey puck guy. Is that not something that a lot of guys should be able to do by the time they reach the NHL level?
That's pretty important not to be staring at the ground when you're skating.
Right. Like, me, I'd have to do it. I'd have to look down and be like this.
He doesn't have to look down.
I haven't been playing hockey my entire life since I was 3 at 5 a.m. in some, ice barn that my mother took me to. So,
Is there a prospect that Bruins have had in a recent time where, I mean, was there one person that gave a negative grade to the Bruins for that pick?
No. Well, and that was, some of it was just based on sort of the media projections that about 6 months ago, he could have been the number one overall pick. Right. And when you get the number one overall pick at 7, that's a steal of the draft.
Right.
Yes, Brian?
Going back to Ted's 3-point stance, just before we forget, in terms of Marchand, I was on with Dan on Sunday, and him and I were discussing the Bruins' interest in Marchand. When he won the Stanley Cup, and again, I could be wrong. This is sort of me asking. We were asking this on Sunday, and I probably should have looked it up since then. But do you remember any players on the Bruins, specifically David Pastrnak, or players that have been with him for a while, Charlie McAvoy, congratulating him on Instagram, Twitter, social media? So, I don't know.
Rich Keefe, right again.
When Rich Keefe sort of made that announcement about Pastrnak and Marchand, everyone sort of pushed back, including the Bruins, including Marchand. I haven't noticed anything about anybody congratulating him on winning the Stanley Cup, which I find a little interesting.
Therein lies the rub. I think I've been hearing people talk about, it was worse than we thought behind the scenes, and yet you still thought of bringing him back. Just to Brian's point, he didn't feel a lot of love from the current Bruins roster towards Brad Marchand. You're starting to hear things that it was worse than maybe we thought, and yet they still were open to bringing him back. I don't get that.
Well, you're right. It's the Bruins. It's nostalgic. That's what they do.
Yeah.
If you played here previously, we'll either bring you back to play, we'll bring you back your coach, you can be the GM, you can be the president of hockey operations. We'll find a role for you. If you ever put on the sweater, once a Bruin, always a Bruin, Bruin for life kind of thing. Up next here are WEEI Afternoons. Nice job, Andy, hosting 3-point stance. Nice job, Brian, stepping in. Everybody nailed it. Zach Coe had the audio. Boom. That right there is a production pre-4th of July. Up next, though, we got a guy that I think might already be on the Cape getting ready to celebrate 4th of July. But our guy, Mike Giardi, is going to join us to talk about all things Boston sports. I always have to remind people, before he became Mr. Patriot and Mr. NFL, he covered every championship in the 2000s here in Boston. So he's kind of cranky if you follow him on social media about the Red Sox, about the Bruins, about the Celtics. Mike Giardi will be cranky on our airwaves next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, we have Zach with What's Trending.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.